Okay, today is Daf Chaf in Masechet Shkachim. You had a couple of stories where Rav came. So a couple of stories, we have two stories about Rav. We just had a couple of stories before that about Basar that was found and with it, if it was in the hands of a non-Jew, if it was just found, the principles of Kol Kavua Kemetzal Metzadami and Kol Deparish Meruba Parish. So we are up to second to last line. New Testament base, second to last line. Rav Nachas. Rav Nachas L'Taman. Rav went down there to Bavel. Only a few more days that Taman's going to be Bavel. Then we're going to get back to Taman being Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nachas Taman. Chamtun Mikilin V'chamer Aleihon. He saw that people were being makel in a certain area, and he was machmer on them. For example, where? He was makel, as the Tikkun Chazan here says, they were being makel regarding the issue of Basar Shenis'ali Min Ha'ayin. They were being makel regarding the halacha, the midrabanan of meat that was not watched for a certain amount of time, basar shenis alim and ha'ayim, and they were being makel about it, and Rav was machmir. Chad barnash azil ba'i mishizga is kufta begonara. As the Karbon Eda explained, there was a man who was going down to the river to wash his meat, and he forgot something up, so he left his meat by the river, and he went up to get whatever, maybe more meat, he forgot something. So v'azalei, chazer boy misvina, then he came back, and he wanted to take his meat. Amalei rav asalacha, you can't take it, it's asr. Why? Dina amar, because maybe we'll say, hahi shataf nahara, your meat, the river came and took away, the river overflowed, and your meat is not here anymore. The icy chura dinavela tachtoy, and you have deposited meat, a piece of nevela meat instead. Meaning, how do you know this meat is the same meat that you left here? That's basar shenis alim min ha'ayim, basar that was removed from sight, and therefore it might not be the same meat. One story, another story. Chad Barnash, there was a person having mahalach b'shuka ta'in kupid. He was carrying a piece of meat in the marketplace. Asa daisa v'chatfasa minei. There was a type of vulture, a type of bird that came and grabbed the meat from him. V'talkasei, and threw it, and then he threw down the piece of meat. So chazer boy misvina. So this guy thought, hey, it's the same piece of meat. This guy, this bird took my meat and he threw it back down. I'm going to go pick up my meat now. Amalei Rav asa l'cha. Again, Rav says, no, you can't do that. Maybe to know amar basar de nevela havestina. Maybe this bird had another piece of meat, had a piece of nevela, non-kosher or meat that was not shechted properly, and a piece of nevela was also carrying. But talkasay, and that's what it threw down. V'nasa hu achruna, but your meat it took away from it. So that is the Rav said. That's why it is usher. So okay, this is the principle of basar shenis ali min ha'ayin. Let's continue for a little bit. Ginoy shataf zikin. Ginoy, the Mefarshim explained, is nahar sheshmo ginoy. It was the Ginoy River shataf zikin. It was shotef. It overflowed and took zikin, our wine skins. They used to keep the wine in hardened wine skins. So the river overflowed, took wine skins, and then asa uvda kumei Rabbi Yisrael b'Rabbi Elazar va'amar yechkumun shafaya kitrahon. And then they were returned. The question is, were these the same ones as the ones that were lost? So Rav Yitzchak said that the shafaya, the wine skin tires, the one who closed them up, should come and recognize their kitrahon, their knots. Meaning, if they come and they identify their simen, then they give their simen that this is theirs, this is uniquely their knot, so therefore it would be mutter. Similarly, nakunika ishtakach bekadishta debuli. Nakunika was a type of also a wine holder. Was found in the buli shul. Also uvda kumei Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya said, amar yischakmun sukuraihon avidetahon. The sukuraya, for the word skira means the painters, should come and check out their wares, meaning the ones who painted and colored this barrel should come and identify if they could see if this is their own kli. So again, this is the halacha of basar shenis alim min ha'ayin, which is okay if you have a simen. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Samach Gimel. Simen Samach Gimel in Yeridaya, Hilchas basar shenis alim min ha'ayin. But that's what Zalman Zayim is all a din midrabanan. Midah Oraisa, that was yesterday. Yesterday she was Oraisa. These stories are midrabanan. The Shulchan Aruch says, Basar ha-nipsal mushlach bashuk, halach acharov. If you have basar that's found in the marketplace, you go after the rove. To call the parish, be ruba parish. That's what he said yesterday. If there's a population of kosher, then it's kosher. Ima yirova mocher rov dikachavim aser. Ima yirova mocher bisrael mutter. If you go by the rove. V'chein basar anipsa b'yarov dikachavim. Even if you find meat amongst the non-Jew. That's what we had yesterday also. V'lo no dami mi lakach. You don't know where, who he bought it from, but you know he bought it from this town. Zimha yimokhri habasar yisrael mutter. Zehu din Torah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, this is all the din d'araisa that you go achir rabbi mahatos, you go after the rov. V'kvar asru chachamim kol habasar hanimsa, but chachamim have already asked me drabanan any meat that's found, bein b'shuk, bein b'yodu chachamim. We're looking at the Ber HaGol here, the little letter. Where is this quoting from? Yerushalmi Shkalim. This is the makar. This is the makar for the sugya of Basar Shalom and Ayim. Afa pi shekol amochrim v'kol shochtem Yisrael. This is the halacha of Basar Shalom and Ayim. It's aser ela im kain hayelo simin o shehayelo bo tfiyas ayin v'hu makiru vadei shehu zeh o shayetzar v'chosem. Right, so this is the halacha. Let's say you get a delivery from a restaurant. You get a delivery from a restaurant, from a kosher restaurant of meat, of some type of steak. That's why it's usually wrapped in a special way. So you can identify when it comes to your house, you know, that it is has the seal of the restaurant on it. Because if it was just totally open, if it was just a piece of meat without any wrapping, without any specific identification, and the person who brought it was an Obi Kochavim, you don't know where he got it from. So that's Basar Shir Solomon Ayim. That's why if you have packages in your house, and you have help in the house working in the fridge, so forgetting the wine issue, which is a serious issue if you have uncooked wine, but that is why we have packages of meat, or there's a type of meat that the owner of the house would be able to identify, I left this exactly this way, and this chopped meat, and that is why it's okay if you have a situation where it cannot be identified, so then it could be more of a problem in the question of Basar Shir Solomon Ayim. But this is the makar for that halacha. So again, yesterday was really the Dinim D'Araisa, everything we discussed about Rove and Kavua and Mechzal Mechza. This, what we did just now, was the Dinim D'Rabbanan that go along of Basar Shir Solomon Ayim. We continue. Gedi, about 10 lines down. Gedi Tzli, more stories. Gedi Tzli Ishtakach Be'isratia DeGufsa. There was a roasted Gedi that was found in the street of Gufsa, Isratia. We had that in Mesechet Erevin. Isratia and Platia. It was in the beginning of Mesechet Shabbos as well. It was found in the streets of Gufsa. The Hitziru Mishim Shnei Dvarim. And they found this roasted Gedi, and they matered it there were two potential problems they could have asked it for, and they matered it. Number one, Mishum Mitzia. They said, there is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda here. There is no chiyuv to return it. Number two, Mishum Rov Mahalchei Durachim. And number two, because of the rove of the people that walked by, you could have asked it, and they matered it. Let's explain each one. Mishum Mitzia, they matered it because of Hashavas Aveda, that there is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, Detani, as we learned in a Braisa. This is Elam and Siyas Halachas. Hamatzel Miyad Ha'ariyu Miyad Ha'gayas. If somebody saves a lost object from a lion or from an army, Mishunas Hayam U Mishunas Hanar, or from an overflowing river or sea, Ume Yisratia Gedolo U Miplatia Gedolo, or from some big thoroughfare, Hare Elu Shalo. In all these cases, there is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. If I save a little dog that's about to be mauled by a lion, and I save the dog, I could assume that the owner has given up hope on this dog, and therefore I'm allowed to keep it. If there is yeish, and now I find it, is yeish, somebody gives up hope and I find it, so then that is mine. It's not his anymore. Yeish, in this situation, the kinyanim are lost, and therefore when I find it, I'm allowed to keep it. Again, there is another halacha that called yeish shalomidas, which means, let's say I find it, and I know that the Balaam doesn't know that they lost it yet. And then when they find out, so then they're going to have yeish. But that's yeish shalom midas. That's a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. But this is a case where the Balaam know that it was lost. They know the situation. And the yumdin is that because they know, they have yeish. They know they're never going to get it back. So you happen to get it back, but there are no kinyanim anymore. So therefore, you're allowed to keep it. That's this case. This case here is that you found it in the middle of the street. So that's the case of Isratia Uplazia Gedola. So therefore, the Chachamim said, no problem with keeping it because it was already yeish. And the second potential issue was, Mishum Rov Mahalchei Drachim, Mishum Shchitas Nachri. the potential problem was that you're going to ask for it because of Tarfus, not because of Hashavas Aveda, because you're worried about Shechitas Nachri, but they checked the city, and Rove of the city was kosher butchers, and therefore they matured it for that reason too. Vishtakas, the Gemara adds, by the way, it was found out that where did this Gdi come from? Min the base Rebbe. It happened that it came from base Rebbe, so they found the ultimate source of it in the end as well. One story. Second story, similar. So why wasn't that Basar Shalman Amin Ayin? The Gemara does not explicate why it wasn't. Must have been some type of simin, maybe some type of hakara that they had.
They found where it came from. Must have had some...
Right, they found where it came from. So it must have had some type of simin on it that they knew it was from there. Either they identified it was from Beis Rebbe, or Beis Rebbe identified that it was from their own store. Weiter, Eagle, the Guvna, Ishtakach, Bepundaka, the Levi. There was a piece of circle cheese. Eagle, a circular piece of Guvna's cheese. Ishtakach, Bepundaka, the Levi. It was found in Levi's Inn. Again, Vihitiru, Mishim Shnei Dvarim, and they mastered it for the same two reasons. Mishim Mitzio, Mishim Rov, Mahalchei Drachim. Mishim Mitzio, they mastered it because of Mitzio, because it was found in this public place, in this hotel, and it did not have any. Interesting, there was Yeush, even though there was a simon on it. It was Yeish, because you could have a Yeish in these situations of, you know, the lion and the Gaius. There's Yeish, even though there might be a simon on it. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. The Tani, Amatzom, and a Gaius, and Ari, Mishunas, and Mishunas, and Nar, if you save something from the army, from the lion, from the overflowing river or sea, Mishrati, Gedola, Mipati, Gedola, Hare, Elu, Shalo. In all these cases, you're allowed to keep it, Mibreisha, Bailam, Siashimahan. Because in all these cases, the owners have given up hope. So therefore, you're allowed to keep it. There's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Mishum Rov Mahalchei Drachim, Mishum Gevinas Nachri. And they might have asked it because of Gevinas Nachri. Kamash Volanat. Ve'ishtakach min Derbalazar Rebbe Yossi. And by the way, it was found out to be Derbalazar Rebbe Yossi's cheese. That's why it came out that it was a happy ending. Gevinas Nachri is a separate issue. A couple weeks ago, we discussed Chalav Akum. So Gevina is a little bit different. Gevina is, Chalav is about, the Gemara talks about one issue, but Gvina has the rennet, how they make the cheese. So there are kulas and chumras when it comes to cheese. Yeah. So let's get to the next line. So me'ikir hadin, it sounds like in these cases of matzil min hanachri, in a place where it's obvious that the owner had yeish already, me'ikir hadin, it sounds like no hachraz is needed. You don't have to announce. That's what it sounds like from this Gemara. Even though they found out later who it was, so meaning it had some type of simen on it. But still, we assume that Yeish occurred, and therefore, you wouldn't have to be Machros. Amar Rebbe Mana, the Gemara adds exactly what Aaron would just said. Amar Rebbe Mana, Kumi Rebbe Yossi, Vanan Chamin Rebbe Machrisin. I don't understand these stories. I saw rabbis in similar situations get up and make announcements in shul who lost this item. Meaning, even though it was in these situations of saving it from some type of terrible danger where you could assume there was Yeush, still the Rabbanim did Achraza. Still they made announcements in shul about who lost it. So Amalei, so that was Rebbe Mana said that in front of Rebbe Yossi. So Rebbe Yossi answers him, come on. Atin havisa mishkach velo nasvis. If you would find these items, you wouldn't take them. Rebbe Yona avuchlo amar kein. Your father Rebbe Yona never said so. Ella amar, your father used to say, halavai ka nishkach ben piyusa vilagu. I wish, you know, when we found things, we used to say, oh, I wish I found it from the public place. So therefore, there would have been yeish already, and I would be able to keep it. Meaning, there's no hachraza needed in these cases. So there seems to be a machlokas amoroim as to what was done. But the Gemara answers the Gemara. The last line, afilu kain achach lo nasif. Even though this was just said that you don't have to do hachraza, when he found it, he never used to take it. Who's the he? Who's the he here? But he still never used to take it. So Tiklun Chatan quotes two pshatim here. Is the he the one who was talked to, or the one who was just talking? Either. It was Rebbe Mana who said that, hey, all the rabbis always do achraza. So even though he was just told that his father wouldn't have done achraza, still he used to go and do achraza. Or you say, no, it was Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi, who was the one that was just talking. Rebbe Yossi, who was just talking and saying that, hey, your father never did it, even though he said that he himself never used to take it. Either way, you know, not unclear exactly who the last line was talking about. Either way, that's the issue of hachraza, even on something that has yeush in these situations of Matzel and Hariyah Minagayas. Okay, we go to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah, the first half of the next Mishnah, continues the discussion that we had yesterday of finding items, you're not sure where they came from. Yesterday, though, we discussed finding money, finding cut up pieces of meat. And now we get into finding animals. Finding alive animals. Says the Mishnah, Behema shenim seisim Yerushalayim by Migdal Eder, ukemidasa l'chol ruach. If an animal is found outside of Yerushalayim, from Yerushalayim to Migdal Eder, or that distance in all directions, ukemidasa l'chol ruach. So where do these animals, what halacha, where do you assume these animals are from? Says the Mishnah, Zecharim Olos. All the male animals that you find, you can assume, are Carbonus Ola. Nekevos Zivche Shlamim. The female animals, you can assume, are Shlamim animals. Why is this? We'll talk about it in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haroi Lepsachim Lepsachim, Kodem Laregel Shloshim Yom. If it's within 30 days of Pesach, as the Tim Chadanir notes, Sholem Adarshin Shloshim Yom Levrei Achag, that's when people get ready for Yantif. We had a whole discussion earlier, does this only apply to Pesach? Does it apply to even all the Yom Tovim? Does it apply only Pesach and Sukkis, like the Gra says? Is it a very minimal type of halacha, like the Ran had said, that all it means is that if two people ask a question before Pesach, the one who's asking about Pesach is the one that's Shoal Ke'inyin, but there is no separate obligation to study the laws 30 days before. Rov Rishonim disagree with that. Sounds like from this type of Mishnah and many other Mishnah's sources that there's something positive about being Osik in the halachas for 30 days before the Yantif. And therefore, it says Rabbi Yehuda, within 30 days before a Yantif, you could assume that any animal that's Roy for a Pesach, that's in the age and the gender that a Pesach needs, is considered a Karban Pesach. That has to do with all the animals that you find. I saw a question that the Placey asked, and the B'Yirai Daf quotes the Placey, Crazy in the Placey, that's of Jonas and Ibishitz on Shulchan Aruch, says he wrote the Urim Tumim and he wrote the Crazy Placey. Says the Placey, one second, we said yesterday, remember we had Rove and Karov, Rove Adif. Right, we had a whole discussion why that is. Rov is a birur, and karov is a hachra. So here, even if it's karov to Yerushalayim, don't you have rov animals of the world or chulin? So why don't you go by rov? This is outside of Yerushalayim. So why don't you go by rov animals of the world? So karov to Yerushalayim, but rov a karov, rov andif. So how do you know this animal is kachim? And if it's chulin, it's havas chulin la'azara. How are you taking those chances? So says the some achronim to answer this question that Rove and Karov, Rove Adif, only when they're somewhat of equal. There's nothing pushing or pressing either of them. But if you have what's called a Karov de Muchach and a Rove She'eno Muchach, so then the Karov wins. Meaning if something is very Karov, and the Rove isn't specifically right here, but the Rove is somewhat outside. You're right, the world, but the world isn't right outside Yerushalayim. So if you have a Karov that's Muchach, and a rov that's ainu muchach, so maybe this mission is a raya that you go by the karov de muchach. Even though in general, rov meets karov, but this is suggested by the gafe eish, one of the achronim, that this proves a discussion that other achronim have, that if you have a karov de muchach, that would still beat out a rov she'ainu muchach. Yeah.
Okay.
Why can't you assume? So you're asking on the basis of the whole question. Well, maybe rove is kachim. But is rove animals outside of Yerushalayim karbanos? What is your population? If you look at outside of Yerushalayim, you include the entire world, then the question stands.
But they are pointing out a specific place.
Okay, so that's the answer. That's the answer. The answer is that this is not just you don't go by the whole world. That rove is not as connected to this area as the places. That's exactly the point. And that's why karov here is a karov de muchach. It's a karov that's weighted to one side. The karov is more connected to this animal than the rove is, and that's why you go by the karov. Exactly your point. That is one note on the Mishnah. Also, the Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, anything that's roi lepesach is assumed to be a pesach. And if you look in the Tikkun Chavitin here, or the Karban Eida quotes it, it's also quoted from the Rav Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura in our Mishnah says, and this animal can be brought as a pesach. If you find this animal that's right to be a Pesach, you can bring it as a Pesach. So ask some of the Mefarshim, you can bring it as a Pesach? Who are we talking about here? Rabbi Yehuda. If you remember way back when, on the last daf before Arvei Pesachim, the last daf of the ninth parak of Pesachim, we had a whole Mishnah, a whole long Amud of a Mishnah. What happens if you lose your Pesach? What happens if there's a group that loses their Pesach? What do you do? And what if you don't know who's is who's? They get mixed up. So the Mishnah had a whole discussion, and there was a machlokas tanoim there. One Tana said that as long as a Pesach is left with an owner, you can't leave a Pesach without an owner, but as long as you have a Pesach with one manui, it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda there had argued. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you have to have at least one of the original manuyim. One original manuy has to be on this Pesach. So ask some achronim, we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda here. Rabbi Yehuda says you could use this actual Pesach if you find this animal. So, but don't you need one of the original manuyim according to Rabbi Yehuda? Who knows where the original manuyim are lost? So how can Rabbi Yehuda say you could use, if you want to say use this Pesach and the money and you sell it, okay, but here you're going to use it, some achronim, the Rav Bar Tanura, but who asmo yikra Pesach? How could you use this actual one as a Pesach? So that's why they say, and it must be, this is the pshat of the Mishnah, that it doesn't mean that you're going to use the actual animal as a Pesach. It must mean that you assume this animal was was designated as a Pesach, but wasn't really hufrash yet. It wasn't really labeled as a Pesach. It was designated, it was hufrash as a Pesach, but it wasn't designated as a, didn't get the Kalosh Shein Pesach yet. Because if you already got it Shein Pesach, then according to Yehuda, it's not going to work, because you need one of the original Menuyim. So when it says here, you can assume it was a Pesach, it means that it was just designated as a, it was separated as a Pesach, but it wasn't specifically designated yet. Okay, those are two ha'aris on the first part of the Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah, Barishona. Barishona, hayu memashkinin es motzecha, achehu mevi nisachecha. It used to be, step one in history was, if somebody found an animal, we assume it is an Olah Neshlamim, so they have to bring the animal. Not only do they have to bring the animal itself, but they have to add on the Nesachim. Once they're bringing the animal, this animal that was lost, they have to throw in the Nesachim, the wine and the oil, everything that goes with this animal. But then what happens? Chazru lios menichanos abarchin. So what do people do? They saw these lost animals, they said, I'm not getting involved in this. I'm going to have to schlep the animal. I'm also going to have to give some money for myself. So they used to leave them. They never used to bring them. They used to say, okay, somebody else will get it. They didn't want to have to pay for the Nesachim. So they didn't do Hashavas Aveda anymore. They left the animals. So Chacham said, hey, this can't be. So Hiskinu, Bezdin, Shiyudusachel, Abba Mishal Tzibur. They changed the rule. They said, okay, you just bring the animal. We'll take care of the Nesachim. The Nesachim will come from public funds from the Beis HaMikdash. So that is what happened. Amar Reb Shimon, Zayin Dvarim Hiskinu Bezdin. There were really seven related laws that Bezdin were misakein relating to this issue of coming from public funds. V'zeh Echad Mehem. And this was one of them. This halacha that if you find an animal and you assume it was a karban, so then the nesachim could come from public funds. Number two, nachwi sheshalach olasam imedinas hayam v'shalach imar nesachim kareven mishalo. If a non-Jew sends olos from Medinas Hayam, Shalach Olasim Medinas Hayam, and he sends its Nesachim with it, Kareven Mishalo. So then, you bring those Nesachim. V'yim Lav, what if a non-Jew sent his animal from Medinas Hayam, and it does not have Nesachim? So do we send a letter back? You forgot your Nesachim! Go send your Nesachim, or do we assume that sending letters back and not accepting non-Jews' animals might cause trouble? A la Kamsa Bar Kamsa type of situation? So we don't want to get into that. So therefore, Kareven Mishal Tzibur. So then, the halacha is of the Nesachim of a non-Jew's carbon that came from Medinas Hayam are Kar Mishal Tzibur. So does it mean the actual Nesachim or the money for the Nesachim? So let's talk about that for a minute. In a minute. That is, first of all, the Mishnah here says specifically a guy in Medinas Hayam. A guy who's carbon from Medinas Hayam, so that's the Nesachim. Say the Mefarshim on the Mishnah, 2 points. Number one, the Tiferes Yisrael and the Tosfos Yad both say, "Rotzalomer dafka b'medinas hacheres." The ilo haya hanachri kan have amrinon lei have nesachim. Right? If he was here, it was only dafka. Let's say if a non-Jew came to Yerushalayim, then we would tell him to bring his nesachim. It's only if he's all the way out that's when we have this hatter. Number one. Number two, v'hu hadin Yisrael. Even a Jew from Medinas Hayam, we would also bring the nesachim mishal tzibur, says the Tiferes Yisrael. Rak denaka nachim yideragil libli leidat shesarach nesachim. Many times the nachri does not know about nesachim, so that's why it says him. But really, even if he is a Jew from Medinas Hayam, so we would also tell him to, we also bring his nesachim from public funds. Point number one. Point number two. There is a machlokas we mentioned a couple of days ago between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Haglili. And that is, we know non-Jews are allowed to bring karbanos. Which type of karban are they allowed to bring? Rabbi Akiva holds only olos. Only karban olos which are fully sacrificed on the Mizbeach, That's the only carbon that a non-Jew is allowed to bring. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says they can bring any nedava. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says anything. This is machlokas quoted in the Gemara in Menachas Daf Ayin Gimel on the Beis, where the Gemara quotes the Brisa. The Tanya Ish Ish Larabo says of the Kachavim Shenodrin Nedarim Nedarves Ki Yisrael as Shekibul Hashem Laola in Liela Ola Shalom Minayin Tamalom Nedrehem Toda Minayin Tamalom Nedvosam. All these carbonas are included according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. They can bring Ola and Shlomim and Toda and other things. Rabbi Akiva Omer Rabbi Shekibu Hashem Laola. Ainly ella ola bilvad. Rabbi Kiva says only an ola. Meisvei, the Gemara's quotes, who is the following Mishnah like? Ditzan, Mishnah in Shkalim, our Mishnah. Gemara quotes our Mishnah. Who is the Mishnah like? That a Nachri could also send Nesachim with his ola. Isn't that a riot to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili? Because Nesachim aren't a carbon ola. They go with the ola, but they're not a carbon ola. So the fact that our Mishnah says that if the Nachri sends his Nesachim, we accept it, doesn't that prove, like Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, that it's not only ola? The Gemara answers, ola v'kol chaverta. No, the Nesachim of an animal go along with the animal. That's not a violation, so the Mishnah could even be according to Rabbi Akiva. So it sounds like that it's actually the Nesachim that come, not just the money, but it's actually the Nesachim that are sent, are accepted. So that's the Gemara there talks about our Mishnah in the context of Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. So is that a problem? Is there an issue of Stam Yenam? First of all, is there Ein Shavus B'Mikdash? The whole issue of Stam Yenam is an issue of Rabbanan. Is it sealed? And is there an issue of Stam Yenam when it comes to pouring on the Mizbeach? Because if pouring on the Mizbeach, maybe there is no issue, only in your house drinking the Stam Yenam. There is something that I think we mentioned also when we quoted this machlokes, but I didn't quote anybody inside. Many of the mefarshim, I'm going to read to you from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Parshas Bereishis, talk about this idea. We paskin that a nachri is only allowed to bring an ola. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Why is that? Why is a nachri only allowed to bring an ola? So says Rabbi Yaakov, v'hine yesh machlokes ikaris bein Yisrael amim. There's a basic machlokes between the Jewish faith and other faiths. Dili didan hanefesh v'haguf yesh lahem kashur sinteti. There is a synthetic, there is a natural connection between the guf and the neshama we hold. And he quotes the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Bereishis says, the Pasuk says, Nasa Adam, v'tzalmenu kin musenu. Let us make man. So everybody knows the Rashi. What did the Rashi say? Nasa Adam? HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves open the place for Apikarsim to think that there were two people that created the world. Nasa Adam, v'tzalmenu kin musenu. So he leaves it open, but the following Pasuk says singular again, not Nasa, not plural. That's what Rashi says on Nasa. The Ramban says, no, what's Nasa? Hashem says to the earth and the Shemayim. Nasa is plural, Gashmius and Ruchnius. That a person is made, we're made from a guf and from a neshama. That's what the plural Nasa is. So says the Rabbi Yaakov, Nasa v'yipach pa'apav nishmas chayim. That he has a guf from the Adama. That's the Adama. That's also the Bali Moshe say that word Adama means the ground, but it also means Adameh. I will be like Hashem. So Adama and Adameh, meaning we are a combination of ruach and neshama. Aval ha'akim omrim ki ha'nefesh nimsa b'soch ha'guf ve'inem ha'mala kol ha'guf ela she'ishlam ador b'tocha aval enem u'revesem ha'guf. But other faiths believe that the soul is held hostage in the guf. And there's a stira. There's a stira between the guf and the neshama. Leficha k'shehutzuchu l'hamsi lohem mechokek hutzuchu l'vada shenolad aloi de ruach. That is why, says Rabbi Yaakov, when they had to come up with a god for themselves, they had to say there was some type of immaculate conception, because it can't be that it came from a physical body. It can't be that this came from something physical. No, because kedusha can't come from a guf. Kedusha only could come from something spiritual, something from this another world. So says Rabbi Yaakov, that's why they had to come up with this story. Dal yedei basar I efshar lahem litzayer sheyatza kedusha mibaalei chomer. Masha'enkein b'Torah hakedusha siper haTorah. What does the Torah say about our leader, about our goel? Ki halach ish mi beis Levi v'lokach es bas Levi. It doesn't even say a name. It doesn't even say Moshe Rabbeinu's parents' name. It just says there was a man who went to a woman. That's it. It's so mundane. It's so physical. V'hinei ba'alim. Why? To prove, because our kedusha comes from this world. V'hinei ba'halacha anu roim. And that's even the halacha. Now it gets to our issue, roim. Ki shalmei akum olos. My time of dilu shamayim. We only accept olos from them. Why? Because an ola is what signifies, it represents their beliefs. Ola is kulo l'ashem. There's no mixing. There's no sharing with Kohanim, with Yisraelim. It's an Ola. An Ola perfectly reflects what they believe. Kulo Lashem. Right? You have to, if somebody wants to be holy, they have to fast. They're not allowed to eat. They're not allowed to get married. They have to have celibacy. V'hainashi yafshar la'akum la'havin eich yitachin sheyochlu basar v'yiyazek karbin shal kedusha. Aval b'Yisrael. But we have a combination, and we have the two connections. So that is what we are makriv shlamim and todas and all the different karbanas, while umos ha'olam, we only accept from them, again, this only works according to Rabbi Akiva, not according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but that's what we paskin, and therefore we only accept olos and not other karbanas. Again, there's a Meshech Chachma in Parshas Yisro that also elaborates on this issue, but we'll just have Rabbi Yaakov. Yeah.
The only problem is that when they were sending olos, that philosophy didn't exist.
The only problem was they were sending olos in the Bayesheni could have been right. I mean, it was about then. It was about then. But even if the actual religion might not have existed, the certain beliefs of how do you define kedusha might have existed by then. You're right. The ultimate concretization of that idea into the religion might not have come, was just coming around at that time, in the early century. But the ideas behind the religion were already planted in their minds. Okay, so that's takana number two, that if a nachri sends his ola, so we supply the nesachim. Number three, v'chein ger shemeis v'hiniach zvachim, also a ger that died and left karbanis, im yishlo nesachim krevim yishalo, v'im lav krevim yishal tzibur. If he has nesachim from his assets, we can bring nesachim from his assets, and if not, karban yishal tzibur, then we bring it from the tzibur. Interesting, even though a person died, we bring his karbanis. Bring us karbanis. Obviously, if it's a chatas or an asham, we're not going to bring it, because ain't kapar lamesim. But we do bring karbanis on behalf of somebody who died, if it's not a karban that specifically is connected to a chait. Because in a general sense, people, there are zechuyos after a person dies. V'tanai bezdin, number four, v'tanai bezdin, the bezdin has a rule, who, al koin gadol shemeis, shetehim in chasa kreva mishal tzibur. There's a special karban, we discussed actually after davening yesterday, so it's going to come up today. That special karban that the koin gadol brings every day, called the minchas koin gadol, or minchas chavitin. He has an isaron, a special karban mincha, he splits it, half of it is brought in the morning, half of it is brought in the afternoon. What happened if the koin gadol dies? And there is no other Kohen Gadol appointed by the time the afternoon comes. So his mincha should be minchaso kareva mishal tzibur. So the halacha is that his second half of his carbon mincha is brought from public funds. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he argued this. Mishal Yarshim. No, Rabbi Yehuda says his Yarshim. His Yarshim bring his mincha. Vishlema haisa kreva. And by the way, it's brought whole. It's not brought, as I just described, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. After Kohen Gadol dies, it's brought as a whole. Let's say it takes a week for them, or a month to appoint another Kohen Gadol. Every day it's brought as a whole, not as half and half, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. There's a machlokas tanaim here about this number four issue. What did we paskin? There's a steer. The Minchas Chinuch points out there's a steer in the Rambam. In Hilchos Klei HaMikdash and in Hilchos Shkalim, what the Rambam paskins, who he paskins like. So we're not going to get into how to answer that steer, but it is a machlokas what to do if the Kohen Gadol dies. It says Yarshim bring it. There is a machlokas achronim I saw that the Minchas Chinuch says Yarshim lav dafka means sons. Minchas Chinuch says any Yarshim, even Banos. He says, where is the line where he says, okay, I can't find it right now. I'll find it after if there's time. He says even Banos. But I saw the Chazon Ish in Menachas Simin Laman Gimel Lamadal it says dafka banim. Dafka banim haru'uyim lios kohen gadol. So it sounds like from the Chazon Ish, it's not just a general din of Yerusha, that they're giving what their father should have given. They inherit the shibudim of their father. It sounds like, no, it has to do with their being potential Kohanim Gedolim. That's what it has to do with. The Minchas Chinuch says, no, it's just a din of Yerusha. He owes this. While the Chazon Ish, by the fact that he limits it to sons who are roy to be Kohanim Gedolim, sounds like there's something more connected specifically in their ability to potentially be Kohanim Gedolim. That is all number four. Number five, takana, al hamelech v'al ha'etzim, the salt and the wood that was in the Beis HaMikdash, sheyukonim ne'osin mehen. There is no isser of me'ila, of getting hana'ah from the Beis HaMikdash property for kohanim when they are involved with the salt and the wood of the Beis HaMikdash. When they're involved in karbanos, we don't want them to be scared of being involved in these items. So therefore, they said there's no isser of me'ila by these items. V'al ha'para, shelo yimolin ba'afra. The Gemara is going to talk about these, not today, by the tomorrow, that the para aduma, that there is no mi'ila by the ashes of the para aduma. We'll talk about that in the future. Number seven, V'al ha'kinin ha'psulos, she'upos mishal tzibur. By pasul kinim, if we have a set of birds that became pasul, so where do you get the substitute from? You take it from public funds to substitute for the kinim that became pasul. Rabbi Yossi Omer, what we had yesterday, masabek as a kinim, who masabek as a psulos. No, does not come from pasul funds, but the suppliers of the Beis HaMikdash took it upon themselves to give a little extra so that they could cover the funds that became pasul. Gemara, so the Gemara here is in a girsa, going back to the first halakha in the Mishnah. What was the first halakha in the Mishnah? If you find animals outside Yerushalayim, you can assume they're karbanos ola. Male animals, you can assume they're karbanos ola. So how is that? So the girsa added in the Gemara is that, how can you assume they're karbanos ola? Shlamim, for example, could be males or females, animals. So maybe this male animal, the Mishnah says is an ola. Maybe it's a shlamim. Big difference, right? Ola, the blood is sprinkled. Ola, shlamim, the blood are both sprinkled underneath. They're not like a chatas, but ola only has one. Shlamim has shtayim, shein, arba. There are differences between olas and shlamim. There's differences between how long you have to eat it, right? Ola is not eaten at all. Shlamim you eat for a day and a half. So the question, 2 days and one night. So how could lamaisa, how could you feed these animals like an ola? Maybe they're a shlamim. Four answers given in the Gemara. Number one, Rav Oshia Rabba Amar Lavo Bidimehen Shanu. Right? It does not mean that you makriv the actual animal, but you sell the animal. You sell this animal that does not have a mum. You sell this animal and you get money for it, and then the person who has it brings double that money. You're not sure who it is. And he has to bring two sets of money, the value of what the animal was, and give one set for an ola and one half for a shlamim. Meaning you're right. You don't assume it means even for an ola. But you have to take it, you have to sell it, and then bring double the money. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Omrim Lola Adam, Seyu Mol Bakachim. Do we tell a person, go and violate Mi'ila? This animal is a perfect animal. It doesn't have a mum yet. How can you just redeem it? We're not podep mumin. So how are you allowed to do that? So Rabbi Yochanan says that can't be what the Mishnah means. So number two, Ella, this is what the Mishnah means. Hilchu ben acharov. No, you go after the majority. You're makriv the akrishel animal. But you know what? You go after the majority. In rov zacharim olos and rov nekeva zifchei shlamim. And you assume that most males are olos and most females are shlamim. Ask the Gemara. Oh no, we just asked. Ve'ena shlamim bam and zacharim nekevas. Shlamim could be zacharim. So how can you say that the rov of zacharim are olos? Zacharim could also be used for shlamim. So number three, Ketzer Oses, so what do? Says the Gemara, Motzi and Lechulin. No, you're Motzi, it's a Chulin. The Mepharshim add in, you wait till it gets a Mum. Roashi is Taib, you wait till it gets a Mum, and then you're Motzi, it's a Chulin. V'chozer v'osan osan, Olos, and then you are, Makavit is Olos, and again, Olos here means also Olos. You wait till it gets a Mum, then you have to bring double the money, and bring one as an Ola, and one as a Shlamim. This parallel Gemara is quoted in the Gemara Kiddushin Daf Nehemah Beis. There the Gemara said you have to bring a third set of money also, because it might be a carbon toda. They have to bring money for an ola, for a shlamim, and for a toda. Not for a chatas and an asham, because you can't bring that on for somebody else. The Gemara also talks about not by an asham, because an asham is lo shchiach, so it talks about all the other animals as well. Oh, so that's a question some of the Akronim say. What about, aren't going to want to do it anymore, just like we had in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, but you can't take so much money from public funds. To say you take Nusachim, a couple of dollars for the wine from public funds, okay. But here, if every time an animal is found, you have to take triple that amount, you know, from public funds, so Chazal weren't misaking that. You're right, you have that chash that people aren't going to take it in the first place, but you're making it very expensive to do a Shavas Aveda in a Chinami. So it is a very big chash, but the answer that I saw was that they couldn't take so much money from public funds. It would just deplete the resources. Okay, that is a third. Sorry? How many wandering animals? I don't know. There are a lot of stray dogs around here. So again, there are a lot of animals around. But each cow is worth a lot of money. Each cow is worth a lot of money. It's take triple the amount. Okay, so that is three. Number four, shot number four, Amr of Zira, Kamata Amar Taman, Tanai Bezin Huala Mosar Shikrivu Olos. No, says Reb Zira, what we have in the previous couple of days. Remember what we had, I think it was yesterday, 2 days ago, that if you find money between two barrels, one that was for Olos, one was for Chathas and Ola, you send it to the Olos. Why? How could you bring a Chathas and Ola? So where it says, no, Tanai Bezin, that Bezin already puts into it from the beginning that you're allowed to bring these as Olos. So too, just like Bezin makes a condition that you could bring those as olos, so kenat marofacha, so too here, Tanai Bezin Uala Ota Shigriba Olos. Bezin makes a condition that any lost animal could be hilkra as an Ola. Period.
Only an Ola?
Only an Ola. Sounds like, according to this day. According to this day, it's just an Ola. Amr Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Ainz Amazid? What do you mean? That case that we're trying to bring a parallel from, that's money. You found money in between. But here we're talking about actual animals. Do we apply the principle of Tanai Bezin even to animals? Amr Lei, Mikima, Chu Tanai Bezin, Ainz Amazid? Yeah! Since it's a Tanai Bezin, it can even apply to animals, and it's not called doing something wrong. Period. Right? So now we're going to go back to the discussion of the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed what happens if the Kohen Gadol dies in the middle of the day, and he has to bring a special carbon every single day. The special carbon mincha. Half of it is brought in the morning, and half of it is brought in the afternoon. So Gemara is going to talk about that mitzvah. Amreb Yasa Ada. First, a quote, something that we've had a couple of times already. Ada on a Taman, while I was still in Bavel, Shamas Kar Rav Yehuda Shaul Shmuel. I heard Rav Yehuda Shmuel. Hifri Shiklova May. Somebody was mafresh their shekel and they died. Amalei Yiflun Nadava. So what do you do with it? You send that shekel to Nadava to bring voluntary Karbanis Ola. Umos Rasir Seifeshalo. What happens if you have leftovers from the flour that the carbon Kohen Gadol uses for his mincha? What do you do with the leftovers? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yulich in the Yamamelach. You throw it to the Yamamelach, meaning no benefit could be had. Rabbi Elazar Omar Yibul Nadava. Period. So that machlokas we've had before. So now we're going to get into the general, not the leftovers, the regular mitzvah of this. Asiris Eifa Shal Kohen Gadol. The half, the Asiris Eifa, the special carbon that is brought, carbon mincha that is brought every day by a Kohen Gadol. How does it work? So, says Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Chotza Osa V'Achar Kach Makadsha. First, you split it in half. First, he splits the flour in half in the morning. And then, V'Achar Kach Makadsha, then he puts each half into a klisharis. Meaning it's not Makudash, it doesn't achieve sanctity until after he splits it. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omar, no, Makadsha V'Achar Chotza Osa. First, you put it into a klisharis, and then you split it. Okay. Masisa pligir Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a brisa that seems to go against Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Rabbi Yochanan, who said you put it into a klisharis only afterwards. Because the Mishnah says in Menachas, makriv mechsa umechsa avad. The Mishnah says that if a Kohen Gadol dies in the middle of the day, so what do you do? What do you do with the let's say you're going to be makriv the other half in the afternoon? You can't use the half that's left over from the morning, the Mishnah says. You have to take a whole new hole and then split it. And take a new half from the new hole that you just split and use it. But the half from the morning, the other half that's still left over from the morning has to be thrown out. But what do you mean? If it didn't have Kedushas HaGuf yet, if it didn't go into the Klisharis yet, so why can't you use it? If it had Kedushas HaGuf, and then the Kohen Gadol dies, fine. Then it's Nidche. But the Mishnah there says it's thrown out. If it's thrown out, that's a raya that you already have Kedushas HaGuf. Raya to Reish Lakish, that first you Merkacha and then Chotza Osa. So the Gemara answers, no. We're talking about Rabbi Yochanan here. Remember Rabbi Yochanan? We had it 4 lines ago. Rabbi Yochanan said, even leftovers, leftover money you have to throw into the Yam Suf. So here too, so this is at least leftovers. It's at least leftovers, so it wasn't in a klisharis yet. But he holds any leftover type of item is thrown to the Yam HaMelech. So it's 2 different girsos here. So let's go with the girsa that we have. The Tiklan Chatan and the Gra have the opposite girsa. We'll just go with our girsa. Masisa pliga Reish Lakish. I have a brisa that goes against Reish Lakish. Nimsu shnei chatzon kraven shnei chatzon avudin. In the case that I mentioned before, the Kohen Gadol dies in the middle of the day. So what do? You take a whole new whole Asir Saifa, split it, and be mak of half of that in the afternoon. So what comes out Lamaisa? You have half left over from the morning and half left over from the afternoon. And so you're makriv 2 halves, and you have to throw out 2 halves. So that's what the Mishnah says in Menachas. V'tani Allah, and the Brisa says related to that Mishnah, mechsa rishon and mechsa sheni. What do you have to do with the 2 halves that are left over? To ubar tzuras and v'yesel beis asreifa. You have to wait till the next day, leave them over, and you have to burn them. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? According to Reish Lakish, they already have kushas aguf. So why should you have to leave over till the next morning? They're already pasul right now. Should be able to burn it right now. They already have kushas haguf. They're nidche that can't be used. You shouldn't need ibritzura. You should be able to burn them right now. Kashar Reish Lakish answers the Gemara. Pasar la Rabbi Yishmol de Amar Isar and Makadesh. No, there is another brisa out there in the name of Rabbi Yishmol that says, in Achnami, argues, that the Isaron is Makudesh, it's sanctified right away, and you don't need ibritzura. You don't have to wait till the next day. Meaning, Reish Lakish would argue on that brisa. Period. Continuing. Now, again, general points about this halacha, about the Kohen Kohen Gadol bringing this special mincha. Kishakoi miskari tchila la'avoda, maybe a serious eifa shalo, vo'ovda biyado, says the Gemara, not only did the Kohen Gadol bring this carbon every single day of his service, but every Kohen hedyot. On the first day that he started serving in the Beis HaMikdash, he brought this carbon. This is called the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch, hence the Sefer. But the Minchas Chinuch is the this same carbon that the Kohen Gadol brought every day. A Kohen who starts working in the Beis HaMikdash brings this special carbon. The first thing he does is to bring this carbon. What happened if a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedyot did something before he brought this carbon? So is the avoda that he did pasul or kosher? So our gersa is avodasan kishera. It's still kosher. It's only a din lechatchila that he's supposed to do it, but not. It doesn't pasul the avoda that he did. The gra has the gersa psula, but the Rama pasul's kishera. So avodasan kishera. The Menachas Chinuch has fascinating questions. Is there tashlumin for this? Let's say you didn't bring it first. So it says the avoda that you did is kosher, but can you bring the Menachas Chinuch now? Could you bring the Menachas Chinuch discusses this Menachas Chinuch? The Menachas Chinuch says, is it in Kuf Lamed Vav? Could you bring this carbon now, or is it what's called a matir? You have to bring this first. And if it's not first, you're finished. You can't bring it anymore. Or does he know? It's a chiyuv, but there is tashlumin for it. So he has that discussion and a couple of other fascinating questions, which we'll relate to if we have time in a minute, which we're not going to have. But maybe tomorrow. Rabbi Mana, a few more lines. Rabbi Mana, boi, meimar, boba, yom shizkar, tchil, avoda, boba, yom nisvar, liyas, kohen gadol. What happens if you become a kohen hedyot? It's your first day on the job. And all of a sudden, after you bring your minchas chinuch, you become the kohen gadol that day. So, do you have to bring another Minchas Chinuch? Because that's the Kohen Gadol's carbon, the same as that carbon you have to bring every day. So says the Gemara, yes, you have to bring another one. Maybe Shtayim. Achas l'chinucha v'achas l'chovas hayom. You have to bring two. One for the Kohen Gadol's carbon every day, and one for the Minchas Chinuch. The Gemara Menachas, when it quotes this Gemara, says it's a third. You have to bring really three. Because the first time the Kohen Gadol works on his job, he also has to bring a Minchas Chinuch. So he has to bring, being the Minchas Chinuch of the Kohen Hedyot, the Minchas Chinuch of the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol's regular carbon every day. You know what? We'll stop with the word tufine. That comes in, it's a quickly, it's just how do you bake it. We'll stop right before the word tufine, and we will continue tomorrow. Okay, today's shiur was Zeichen Nishmas, Feger Reisel, Bas, Menachem Manish. Sorry, now you give the shiur today, right? So it's all formalized, it goes quickly. Shmo. Thank you.